From Brendan, he wants to know, what is the most deadliest animal in the world? And, you know, there are a lot of answers to that. I mean, people think of that that Southeastern Asian water snake that can bite you and you're dead in seconds or something like that. But if you're talking about overall...
Mosquito?
The mosquito. Oh. Yeah, the mosquito kills more than anybody else in the world. Yeah, and we're not far from mosquito season, so brace yourselves. Mid-April, another 6 weeks, and we'll be seeing mosquitoes. Woohoo! Thanks, Brendan. Our next question comes from... Go ahead.
You're taking all the fun out of spring, John.
Yeah. Our next question comes from Rylan. And Rylan, he asked some... pretty provocative questions about fish, but the one I like, he said, what is the coldest weather in Minnesota ever? And I'm reminded, I lived through an event in 1996 on Groundhog's Day when the temperature dropped to minus 60 in Tower and in Embarrass. And there are several records of minus 59 recorded right here at the Pekegama Dam in Grand Rapids. I think five or six records of minus 59. So, Rylan, the answer is 1996, minus 60 degrees in Tower and Embarrass. And I'm guessing that down in Barnum, you probably had minus 40 or minus 45 that day. I think it was minus 54 in Grand Rapids that day. It was a cool morning, that's for sure. One of those days when you walk outside and your nose stings instantly. Willa asked, why do birds fly? And... how do skunks spray?
That is a common question.
or why? No, she says, why do skunks spray bad smell? And that's a better question, Willa, because, you know, the skunk is kind of unprotected. He doesn't have big teeth. He doesn't have sharp claws. But he has a nasty smell. And most animals, once they've been sprayed by a skunk, they know that black and white on an animal is not one to be fooled with. Although, the great horned owl... has a very limited sense of smell. In fact, may not be able to smell at all. And they eat lots of skunks. They like skunks. So let's see. Cameron, what are my two favorite animals? Wow, I get two. Well, that's pretty easy. The raven, of course, has got to be my favorite animal because he's so smart. And he looks like he's having so much fun all the time. And later on, when I start talking about the phenology program, you're going to hear a story about a raven that was in my life in the last couple of days and has been pretty amazing. So that sort of, well, let's see. I mentioned that last question.
Oh, one more.
Did I have a... Only. Cameron. Cameron asked that question. What are my two favorite animals? Oh, I've got to have a second one.
Right.
Raven's my first. You know, if there were such a thing as reincarnation, as much as I like to swim, I'd be an otter.
Oh, you would?
I would,
perfect.
Yeah. I like swimming. That would be fun. Plus, sliding on the snow, they look like they got a pretty good life. You know, not a lot of enemies.
Always having fun.
Yeah. Looks like it to me. You see what I picked? I picked all the animals that are having fun. It's like, long story, won't go there. Anyway, thanks to the students at Barnum. Thanks to all the students who called in with their reports earlier today. It's been a pleasure. It's always a lot of fun to hear what the kids, what's going on in the kids' minds. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about this phenology gig that I found myself in.